how is it that there are kids going out shooting other children today and feeling no remorse? Conscience is something that's taught in the home. It's developed. We're going to talk about that this week.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. And whenever we do something bad, when you become an adult, at that point, you should probably know what it feels like when you've done something wrong. Have that internal turmoil, unless you have become that calloused. And then there is a problem with your conscience, right?
Yeah, and I think I had to learn it all over again. I think growing up in a non-Christian home, in a single-parent home, and I think the only thing I ever felt bad about was getting caught. I didn't feel bad for what I did. I felt bad that I got caught. And so my next response for a long time was to do anything not to get caught and lie not to get caught. And it took a long time for me to develop. My heart had me on the throne. And with me on the throne, it's take care of me and do whatever it takes. And so I used people. And it took a long time to develop this compassion in me and then a conscience in me. And it took a long time of, okay, that really is wrong. Maybe deep down inside I might have known, but I buried it and it took a long time. But we're born self-centered. We're born all about us. I don't have compassion for other people from birth on.
I want that toy.
That's right. Give me this. I want to be fed when I want to be fed. I want to be picked up when I want to be picked up. Mm-hmm. And conscience is something that's so important if I'm going to be marriageable, so important if I'm going to be able to interact and really have friends rather than use friends. And so it's something that needs to be developed. And it's a real spiritual issue. It's something that the ultimate conscience/compassion, I mean, Jesus just got it. And so, you know, conscience has an element. First, it's what's right and what's wrong and feeling, sensing, feeling bad when I do something that's wrong, feeling bad when an injustice is taking place. There's a conscience and then the compassion of really having a passion to do something about it. Conscience is a difficult thing in our culture today because it doesn't seem to be any.
Right. And you think it has something to do with sort of how we view others. So we're so individualistic, fighting for ourselves, that even though we are aware that our life is full of other people, the most important person is ourselves.
Yes, it is. And I think there's this dual track that has to go together. One is I do have to be taught what's right and I do have to be taught what's wrong. The other is I do have to be taught that people are not to be used. And this family, it starts, the whole team, the whole society thing starts in a family. And we have to help our children know this is right, this is wrong. And then we have to encourage the proper response to the right and wrong and discourage the improper self-centered response to right and wrong.
Mm-hmm. So talk about then this whole using other people. What does that look like in a family setting?
Well, I think in every setting, if I want something, using other people to get what I want or using other people to get pleasure or using other people to make me feel better by cutting other people down. Mm-hmm. You know, when you cut other people down, you lift you up, and getting a sense that this is wrong and then developing the pain that I wouldn't want to do wrong. And I want other people to win rather than just me, me, me. But we're in a culture today that kind of thrives on putting people down. We watch television shows where people get kicked off an island and get kicked off a stage. And I think somehow we vicariously want to identify with the winner, but at the same time, we like seeing other people lose. It's just kind of a perverse thing. Hmm. The things we watch on television are very different from the things people used to watch where, you know, It's a Wonderful Life and everything worked out in the end. I think just developing a conscience to know what is right and what's wrong. And there's only one truth in that. And I don't believe that can come without God. I think when a nation has no conscience, and we're almost a nation of no conscience now, it's only bad if you get caught, then what happens is we develop a nation of people that do whatever for money, like Ponzi scheme people.
What is that?
A Ponzi scheme is when people, investors, take money from another person and don't really invest it. They take it for themselves and pay the other person dividends off the next person's money and the next person's money and the next person's money and eventually catches up with them. And we had somebody in the Fort Lauderdale area that did that for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars recently. And it's like, it's not only no conscience with this individual, was there no fear? You're going to get caught one day.
Right.
But it's it's a self-centeredness and very, very sad. You know, how was there no conscience in Nazi Germany? How did nobody but Bonhoeffer and a couple people speak up, even pastors that didn't speak up? It was a slow tearing down of the spiritual fiber of a country where a government degraded the church and degraded the church and made them churches of the state. And all of a sudden, there's no moral fiber or center to a community, or no moral fiber or center to a nation. And then Hitler. I mean, the progression, as we look back, we can see it in the community in the past, you know, in some of the old movies like The Patriot. The movie The Patriot, when they come up on the town and you see in the center of this little town, this village, is a church. Mm-hmm. It was the center. Generally speaking, the center of the church was the conscience of the community, and it helped the community know pornography or all the other things that were bad to do, we won't be doing those things. And mm-hmm. and here's why. And it gave people a sense. And it was interesting. There was a time when it was difficult to get pornography, and you had to go into a store and buy a Playboy magazine, and you felt terrified. Let me rephrase that. People felt terrified as they went in that they would get caught. That's not so anymore. You just go online, and there's a no conscience about it, and all of a sudden you're addicted. Mm-hmm. We're at a time when children are going into school shooting other children. We're in a time when children are watching things on television where so many people get murdered. I read a statistic. I wish I could remember it some time ago. How many murders a child prior to 18 has seen on television? It was a staggering hundreds of thousands. It was unbelievable if he's the average child watching 5 hours of television a day. And we're at a time where you play video games where you stab, shoot, kick, kill. And if you lose, you just go back and start over again and go back and start over again until you're the best at stabbing and killing and shooting and make it all the way to the next mm-hmm. game and to the mm-hmm. next game and to the next level. We have a desensitization process that's happened here where children have no conscience. It's all about me, you know, do unto others before they do it to me mm-hmm. and say horrible things because I want to say horrible things to other people in school so they don't say horrible things to me. I want to be the first mm-hmm. to say horrible things and don't feel it, even laugh at people getting picked on.
It's almost like a defensiveness because I'll challenge you with this thought also, because I feel like even in culture today, there's so much hypersensitivity about so much. Sometimes people get so sensitive that then they fire back and degrade the other people. And it's like this absolute mess where I am super hypersensitive, and yet I'll do whatever I have to take to put you down too.
I'm only sensitive about me. I haven't developed a sensitivity. Let's say I'm a child. I'm in middle school. My parents haven't worked at developing a sensitivity towards others because they haven't sat on the side of my bed and said things, how would you have felt, and haven't cheered when all of a sudden one child doesn't bark back at the mm-hmm. other child for that negative thought or that negative statement. But let's add to this. Today's child doesn't spend as much time with mom as yesterday's child. Mom's dropping them off. Mom's got them in a daycare center or no care center or whatever it is, and they don't really, the daycare center doesn't have time to develop the heart of the child. They may be developing the mind, but they don't have time to say, stop. How would that make you feel if mm-hmm. that happened to you? And so they don't teach that part of the child's heart that helps them feel bad when they see things happen. That takes time. Mm-hmm. And that takes an awareness on the part of a parent of things that have actually happened. Mm-hmm. You know, it's Roby when he was little, and he would play in a soccer league. And we would go out after every soccer game, and he and I just spent time together. How'd you feel about what happened? And, you know, the win or the loss? Or how'd you feel about that kid that let the goal go by him because he wasn't paying attention and everybody was yelling and screaming at him? And then saying to Rob, what could you have done differently? Mm-hmm. What could anybody have done differently, first of all? And well, I guess somebody could have gone back and encouraged him because he was done from that point on. Yeah. Hey, you just missed that one. That's okay. I miss him too. And it's developing this conscience of right and wrong and then developing a compassion to do. And compassion is actually a feeling. Mercy is an action. Mm-hmm. And there's a progression in this. The center is the conscience, and then comes the feeling of compassion for others, and then is the action of mercy. Compassion is something you feel. Conscience is a barometer. It's a compass that you have. Mm-hmm. Compassion is a feeling that comes off the conscience. And then mercy is an action that you take.
You're saying this development of this conscience, it starts at home, and it could be even just the subtle ways that mom and dad react to certain things.
Ooh, that's,
you know,
very good.
Kid on the soccer field just broke down crying because the coach screamed at him And, well, the other parents at the end of the practice, you know, oh, well, whatever. He'll just have to deal with it. And you walk with the kid heard you, and they end up learning, well, you just got to deal with stuff, and everybody better deal with what comes to them, too. But then, God forbid, they get offended, and then the parents are going nuts and trying to get the coach fired, you know?
We're horrible examples for our kids in this culture. I mean, the police officer comes up and gives us a ticket that we deserve where everybody's in the car. He takes our license. He goes back there. And as a parent, I say stupid things about this person who's just doing his or her job. And my kids learn a total disrespect for authority from that. And I got to tell you, I'm an authority figure in their life. So why wouldn't they transfer that somehow onto a total disrespect for my authority? Mm. I set a huge example for my children. We don't think our children are watching. They're watching and learning. We're training them by our example. One of the key ways Jesus taught, Jesus didn't keep them in a classroom.
Yeah.
Come with me.
Right.
Follow me and I will make you fishers of men rather than come to my classroom and I'll teach you about fishing for men. And they followed him and they watched this amazing compassion that he had, that it came out of the perfect conscience. I mean, he was the word. Mm-hmm. So we have to plant the word into their lives. It's an issue of developing. We have to develop. It's not that some people are born with an intact conscience. No, we're born sinners and we're born self-centered and we're born, it's me against the universe. And it's a slow process of developing where we teach it and we plant in the lives of these children the whys, the why, and the why is, you know, why it should do this and why I shouldn't do that, and that God really does know, and there's no gray area. It's an absolute in a culture that has no absolutes.
Right.
But then I send children out from our home as adults with a clear, intact conscience, and so they can begin the process of making wise decisions rather than go for work at Enron and watch everybody cheating or doing what they're doing at the upper level, and nobody blows the whistle. Nobody makes a statement. There was no conscience because they've conformed to the pattern of their world. And that kind of begins in fifth and sixth and seventh and eighth grade when it's brutal out there and people saying, you know, the things that they're saying. And here's an example. My son arrived at the Christian school he was at in sixth grade. And in ninth grade, another kid arrived brand new. And I'm picking up Roby from school and we're driving back from school. And what happened? And, you know, he's just talking and talking. And I said, anything else? He said, oh, yeah, there was a new kid's in our class. And I said, in the middle like this? And he said, yeah, he's in the class. And I said, well, how do you know he's new? And he said, well, he sat by himself at lunch and I could see, he knew I'd never seen him here before. And the minute it came out of, this eighth or ninth grader's mouth, he tries to whatever. And I said, so, wow, nobody ate with him. And it's the beginning of getting to his conscience. Mm-hmm. And so, Roby, let me ask you a question. Do you think he should have had to eat alone? And I know he's thinking, oh, my goodness. Although Roby did have a conscience early on and a compassion. And, Dad, do you think I should go eat with him? I said, yeah, I think you should. I think you should. That's your call, but I think he should not be eating alone. Brand new. You remember when you came from one school and went to this school and mm-hmm. how what it was like to be brand new. And I remember watching this little guy walking across the parking lot dragging his backpack. He was so miserable his first month at school. I want to go back to the old school. And all of a sudden it happened for you. And so watching that, and then when Roby, another few days, and I said to him, what's ever happened with the new kid? And he says, his name is Ryan, Dad. Ryan Brazington. And I said, really? And he said, yeah. I said, how'd you learn his name? He said, well, we ate lunch with him. Well, today Ryan's one of his very best friends, if not his best friend.
Wow.
20 years later, actually. So wham. It's this
just because you said, man, it would stink to.
There's a conscience that we have to develop, and then and it's in their heart instead of their brain. And, you know, where God is lodged, and there's this constant battle in there of me being on the throne or putting God on the throne and getting this sensitivity to go after this, to do what you know you need to do. It's a parent's job to take the time to develop the conscience. The conscience may save their marriage, a conscience may save their job, but certainly a conscience, a well-developed, proper conscience will get them to the place God wants them to be.
You've been listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. And if you want to hear this program all over again, it's posted up on the website, parentingtoday.org. or you can also share it with your friends on Facebook, Twitter, even sign up for the daily email blog that corresponds with the program. Again, that's online at parentingtoday.org. And if you want to find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries, that's at shfm.org. You'll find a list of all the ministries that are involved in the umbrella ministry and also a way to support the ministry. If you enjoy this program, it's been a blessing to you. That's online at shfm.org. And we hope you'll join us tomorrow for more on developing a conscience in your child here on Parenting Today.